From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Austria approves strict asylum laws. The new laws permit the Austrian government to declare a state of emergency if migrant numbers suddenly rise. The law also stipulates that asylum seekers would be turned back directly at the border, including those from war-torn countries such as Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon does not like the law.
I'm concerned that European countries are now adopting increasingly restrictive immigration and refugee policies.
Austria received about 90,000 asylum requests in 2015, the second highest in European Union on a per capita basis. An airstrike in Syria has destroyed a hospital in Aleppo supported by Doctors Without Borders. At least 20 people were killed in the bombing. Among the dead were two doctors, including the last pediatrician working in rebel-controlled areas of Aleppo. A White House spokesman reacted.
This attack fits the Assad regime's abhorrent pattern of striking first responders. More than 100 first responders have been killed in action.
The airstrike was part of a violent 24-hour period in Aleppo, which saw more than 60 people killed in fighting between Syrian forces and rebels. United Nations envoy Staffan de Mistura says the February cessation of hostilities that he helped negotiate hangs by a thread and could totally collapse at any time. North Korea has apparently test-fired an intermediate-range missile. The missile is believed to have crashed seconds after takeoff. South Korea's defense ministry reported the failed launch Thursday. The failure comes just before a high-profile party meeting next week in Pyongyang. This is VOA News.